Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you.
Oh, hello, everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I'm the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. If you have listened before, welcome back. If you are new to the show, welcome, welcome. And if you have been listening for some time, please take a moment and shout out a comment or something on Spotify and iTunes to help the algorithm of the podcast. That would help so much. Thank you so much. Okay, so let's dive in. I want to talk about basically not giving a fuck. It's like a strange, interesting swing of a topic for me because I was all set to go to talk about this other topic that was more focused on, I guess you could say business, but also self-mastery, entrepreneurship, just becoming a better person. Like it was like a structure, right? And I started to record the podcast and go through that structure because that's actually a model I've been using in my own personal life. But then I woke up this morning and I could not like get the energy of the model in my brain to then articulate it on this podcast at all. Like it literally wouldn't come out. Like I recorded the episode and I could not get what was in my mind and like onto the show. So what I did is I just dropped down to my heart, which is what I do a lot of times when it comes to this type of more creative work. And I'm like, what do I actually want to talk about? What I want to actually talk about is the frequency of not giving a fuck. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because we care so effing much about everything. And shout out to my fellas, but I'm definitely talking to women right now. We care so much about everything. I mean, seriously, I was just reading an article last night about how women don't sleep because they're just worried and thinking. Like, so much of what goes on in a woman's aura is worry and fear and overthinking about shit that's not even happening. And then I saw a quote this morning about worry, I don't know, on IG or Facebook or something like that. And it just talked about how worry is literally like thinking about something that 95, 98% of the time is not even going to happen. So it's just such an energy leak to be worried about shit that doesn't even matter. And then, like I mentioned, when I got up this morning, I got super pumped up. I was like, I'm going to do this podcast. I'm going to recorded. It's going to be on this new model, this new framework that I've been working through in my personal life in terms of just honing in on self-mastery and self-actualization, but then also using the same framework in my business to help me up-level in that space as well. However, I could not get myself to articulate the message on this platform. It just was not coming out. And so I went on a walk. You know, sometimes it helps me clear my head, just, you know, did some other things, movement, working out. And honest to goddess, like I could not get myself around anything today. It was like it was just not fucking happening. And a couple of people, I came in contact with a few people today, family members, you know, via text, and then my partner this morning. And it was like people were asking me about things and I seriously just did not give a fuck. Like I know that sounds so negative, but I'm serious. Like people were bringing shit to me and I was just, all I could think was that I just don't care. Like, I literally give no fucks. Like, don't come to me because I don't fucking care about what you're talking about. And I know that sounds so negative, but it's just the truth. And then I started reflecting on my low vibe, right? At first, I was starting to be like, Jen, why are you so in a low vibe? Like, why are you in this energy? Then I realized that I have this I give no fucks like frequency that comes through around every like 3 months. Okay. Like around every 3-4 months, I get into this frequency. And it's just like, I have a day. Okay. It's literally a day where I give no fucks. Like, I don't get out of my yoga pants. I don't put on makeup. I don't go anywhere. I don't open my laptop. I watch fucking trash TV and I give no fucks. And it's just like, I realize like, I just need to not give a fuck sometimes. like that's a thing. Like, that is literally a thing I need to do. And here's the other thing I realized that I wanted to bring on the show and bring this energy on the show. I realized that on the day, right, it happens every 3-4 months, I noticed abouts that I wake up and I just have a day where I give no fuck about anything that's going on. And what I realized is on the days that I give no fuck, I sleep the best. Like, that night, I'm knocked the fuck out. Like, I sleep straight through the night. I don't have to take mother's wort or any of my like herbs that I take before I go to bed to help me sleep. I'm knocked the F out. And it's just like, sometimes I'm just saying this to you all, that we just can't fucking care. Like, sometimes our kids, you know, coming to us with shit, like our spouses, our ex-spouses coming to us with stuff. It's like, we cannot fucking care. Like, some days we just have to be like, fuck everybody, okay? Like, I don't give a fuck right now. Like, I just don't care. And I think it's so important that, like, we have these days, you know? So, like, it's so interesting because when I observe myself in this, like, oh my God, like, I have at least one of these days, like every 3-4 months, where I just give no fucks about anything. Like, I literally am a state of like no emotion. Like, anything could happen and I just feel nothing. Like, I'm in such a state of emotional neutrality. It doesn't feel like depression. Okay. So like, I wonder if you all feel this sometimes, but it doesn't feel like depression and it doesn't feel like I'm sad or like I'm down or anything like that. I just don't fucking care like about anything. It's almost like I throw the white towel in. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not giving up. I just don't give a fuck in this moment. And so I just think that, you know, we need these days. So I was literally looking at the last like 5 to 7 podcast episodes that I did. And I was just like looking at titles and like, and it's like the last podcast episode I did was about pushing through resistance. The last one I did before that was about eliminating distractors. The one before that was about 7 strategies on how to realign when you feel like giving up. Another one was the trickery of transition and change. It's like, if you've been with me for some time, okay, if you've been listening to this fucking podcast for a while, like, you know that I'm pretty positive go-getter type of person. Like, I'm like, let's put our feet to the ground and get on our purpose work. It's very Aries energy. Interestingly enough, we have a full moon in Aries coming up next week, but it's very Aries energy, right? That I feel like I want to just encourage you all to be your best version of self. And I want to give you everything I can to help you get there, right? To like overcome the mental banter, to overcome the self-doubt, overcome the mental blocks happening in our lives, overcome the emotional wounding of childhood. Like, I want to give you anything I can to help you level the fuck up, because that's like part of my design. It's just who I am. It's what I'm here to do. Now, every once in a while, okay, and you can relate to this if you tend to be more on the motivated side like me, where I rarely ever have a day that I'm not doing something productive. Like, I'm pretty much every single day productive AF and like moving the needle in some way, shape, or form. And it's like, what I realized is like, for every person out there, it doesn't matter if you tend to be more of a go-getter or tend to be more relaxed and coast in your life, whatever. Every once in a while, we need to just not care. We need to have a day where it doesn't fucking matter. Like, nothing matters. It's okay. And like, we can allow ourselves to just not care about anything that's coming up or getting in the way. And what I realized too in this state is that when I allow myself to do this, it actually does ultimately put me in a state of ease. Okay. So like it literally just like relaxes my entire body. And I feel so chill like on these days that I guess I'm calling them I don't give a fuck days, right? Where it's just like, I'm not saving anybody today. Okay. Like if you're stuck somewhere and like you need a ride, like just figure it out. Like it's just every once in a while I have these days and I'm like, don't fucking call me for anything. Don't ask me for shit, right? And it's not even that people ask me a lot for things. It's just that sometimes you just need to hit that red button, shut the blinds, and not care about what the hell is happening. And I just want to encourage women, you know, especially to do this every once in a while, to just allow yourself to not give a fuck. Rocking the greasy hair, like literally just who cares? Like don't, you need this. We need this. And what the other thing I was recently reflecting on is when I allow myself to do this, it does momentarily, it lifts my spirits. It's almost like it cleanses me because the next day I wake up with like fresh ideas, new momentum, new energy of spirit. Okay. It does something to me energetically where I'm just like, I wake up the next day and I'm just like, refocused, realigned in a way that feels in a higher vibration than I've ever felt before. So this is going to be a short episode because I just want to give a shout out, right, to this and also mention that like, it's okay. Like it's just okay to do this sometimes. I've been, you know, really behind the scenes, many people know, like just really focusing on trying to get Human Design online and do more stuff online, which I have a free Intro to Human Design class coming up very soon here on October 24th. So I'll link the Zoom registration in the show notes to this podcast, but you can go ahead and register for that. It's a free online course where I'm walking people through Intro to Human Design. And the way in which I teach is I encourage people to become their own readers. So I give a lot of resources and really encourage people to kind of go on their own journey with understanding their human design. And it's all based on the Human Design chart in Jovian Archive. Okay. So if you're coming to this class, this is Intro to Human Design class on Thursday, October 24th at 6 p.m. online Zoom, be sure to print your Human Design chart on Jovian Archive before you come to class. If you need help finding jovianarchive.com, I will also link that in the show notes and you can go ahead and just hit that button and put in your information and it will give you a free Human Design chart. All of the classes that I teach are based on the Human Design chart from Jovian Archive. I just think it's the easiest one to look at. And I encourage people to use that system. It's free. So why not just use the free Human Design chart? Anyway, all of that to really just say that I've been focused on bringing everything online, which anytime, okay, and you can understand this if you have your own business, but really this is anything in life, which is anytime you're trying to focus on something new and make it happen, you end up kind of like letting other things fall to the wayside. Okay. Like I haven't really been on social media. Like I haven't been doing a lot with that, you know, posting podcast clips. I used to be like seriously like 4 months ahead recording the podcast. Now I'm like right at the brink of each week, you know, putting out an episode and recording it. So it's like, this is what happens in life. You know, moms, dads, husbands, wives, you know, everybody out there, this is just what happens in life. And like you, there's only so much that you can do when it comes to trying to juggle all the different balls in life, right? Or like wear all the hats. It's like you can stop and do it, right? Like for example, I was beating myself up because I'm like, okay, Jennifer, like you're so focused on, you know, doing the online, creating online human design stuff that you have not been like booking interviews for the podcast or you've been kind of falling behind on the podcast and social media content and all this stuff. But I'm like, listen, like anytime you start to something new in life, no matter what you're starting, I'm telling you that what happens is that you have to put your full focus in that thing. Okay. And sometimes when you're putting your full focus in something new that you're trying to figure out and you're trying to create, other things fall to the wayside. That's just what happens. And then, you know, once you got a grip on the new thing that you're trying to do, eventually you will lean back into the things that you were always doing, and then you can get back on track, like, and start running this shit like a well-oiled machine. And I just say that to say that, like, anytime you have something new come into your life, it could be a new baby, it could be a new job, it could be a new life shift within your home where, like, now your kid is living with you again or something like that. Anytime you have a new dynamic happening in your life, you will temporarily fall off course. It's just the name of the game. Like, it's like for a minute, your energy is having to adjust to this new thing that you're trying to create and this new thing that you're trying to put out into the world. And that needs all of your energy in the moment in order to get it off the ground, in order to get that, you know, what they call it, like, it's kind of like pushing the rock up the hill until it gets to a place where it finds momentum, right? So I just say that to say that that's the name of the game. You're not always going to be on. Okay. It's effing impossible. You're not always going to be on all the time, running on all cylinders, having everything running the way you want to. Sometimes you just have to have a day where you give no fucks and, like, literally be emotionally neutral all day and just chill out and not do everything that you feel like you have to do. I mean, you should have saw me trying to prepare for this podcast. I not only tried to record it this morning, I tried to record it yesterday and the day before. And I was trying to tell you all about this new strategy that I've been doing that's freaking amazing. And I'll try it again to bring it back, but I just couldn't get it on the show. It was like too difficult to explain. It's like, I know how to do it, but getting into words, I guess explaining it was like a different kind of challenge. And this week was just not the week for me to take on that new challenge. So it's like just understanding that it's okay. It's okay to just not care sometimes. I actually used to have a friend as a teenager who used to say this all the time. You know, we were terrible as teenagers, but she used to say, I don't give a fuck, you know, and she used to say it all the time. Like, her mom would be like yelling at her and running after her down the street. And she would just say this over and over again. I don't give a fuck. And that was her mantra at the time. So I don't suggest that to be anybody's mantra, but what I'm saying is sometimes you need at least 24 hours of this every once in a while. You need to just say, I don't give a fuck. You need to throw in the towel. You need to close the door. You need to shut off the phone, turn off the blind, down the blinds, and you need to chill out and eat those cashews and freaking, like, for me, I love like bags of cashews. And like, I know that's not the junk food that most people eat, but for me, I love it. Like, I'm just like, I can eat an entire bag of cashews. Like, so it's like knowing that sometimes you just need these days. You need to just not care. Allow yourself to let go and just fully unravel. Okay. And so the thing I want to say too is like a trust and know that when you allow yourself to do this, you will come back stronger. Okay. This has literally been my experiment. Okay. Is that when I let myself do this, I end up coming back stronger. I just don't give a fuck for one day. And then I sleep great that night, literally come back the next day and I'm like ready to go. I've got new ideas, new momentum, fresh outtake on life, my business, my family life, all of that. So I just really hope that this episode allows you to do this without guilt. Okay, because guilt will ruin the vibe of an I don't give a fuck day. Okay, you cannot have guilt. You just have to do it and allow yourself to feel free in the moment of doing it and literally take it on like it's your job to not care. Like, it's your job for the next 24 hours to give no fucks about any text messages coming through, anybody that's, you know, any emails, nothing. You just give no fucks for 24 hours. So if you've never done this before, I highly encourage it every once in a while. And the other thing I want to say is you'll be surprised the people that show up for you. Like on the days you give no fucks, like especially as a mom or something like that, you'll be surprised how your spouse I'll also be like, oh, okay. Like she's having a day. Like she's having a day where she gives no fucks. I'll go pick up the kid. I'll feed the kid. I'll do the dishes or something like that. So know that there are people in your life that will step up when they see you're having this day, especially if you're not prone to having them, right? Like if you're just like, you know, pretty much good most of the time. And then all of a sudden you're like, F this, F everybody, I'm done. So all I want to say is allow yourself to do this. It's part of the process, part of the progress. It's actually part of the come up, in my opinion. It is part of the come up. It's part of the up level to have a day where you throw in the towel and give no fucks. So I hope that this episode has encouraged you to give no fucks at least one time a quarter or every couple of months or once a month or something like that on your bleed week or something. So sending you all so much love. I know this was a short one, but I will be back with another brand new episode next week, and I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.